If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We're going to cause trouble.
Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. It's Farrell on the bench. You knew it was possible that Gerrit Cole would pitch a gem, and he did. He pitched like their king, their ace, and he dominated the Royals, held them to a single run over seven innings, and the Yankees win it 3-1 in Game 4 at the K to put them back in the ALCS for the second time in 3 years. Of course, the last time they were there, they got swept by the Astros, but this time the six-time All-Star scattered six hits, struck out four, and then they went to the pen, and they continued to dominate the series and the Royals. Clay Holmes tossed a perfect eighth. Luke Weaver, the Dream Weaver, breezed through the ninth inning, and the scoreless streak for the Yanks relievers is 15 2/3 without allowing a run in the postseason. They're going to play the winner of Cleveland and Detroit in the ALCS starting Monday night in the Boogie Down Bronx at Yankee Stadium on River Ave. Aaron Boone said, "So proud of these guys. We got to go play for it now, and we're excited about that." Soto, Gleyber Day, and Giancarlo Stanton drove in the runs for the Bombers, who clinched a spot in their fourth ALCS in 8 years on the road. They won 50 games away from New York in the regular season, their most in 21 years. Waka 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 couldn't get through five innings for the Royals. He allowed two runs, six hits, and a walk, and the Royals offense was stagnant. Kansas City did not win a home game after September 8th, losing nine in a row, including in the playoffs. They couldn't get it done there either. How about the beginning of the game? They got to Waka in the first. Gleyber Day with a double to lead it off. Soto immediately singled him home on the third pitch of the night. And Volpe kept the pressure on, a single in the fifth. And after Verdugo grounded into a force out and Birdie singled to put runners on the corners, Gleyber Day, a two-out single to make it 2-0. And that was the end of Waka. So the Yankees move on. They play fabulous. They got it done on the road, winning both games in Kansas City after taking a crazy game one, 6-5 in the Bronx. Speaking of the other series, which will be decided on Saturday, pinch hitter David Fry for the Guards, a go-ahead two-run shot in the seventh inning. And then he bunted home an insurance run in the ninth to help the Guards force a game five against the Tigers in their division series. 5-4, they get it done. Stephen Voigt, their manager, said, "David Fry is one of the best baseball players in this league." Slow down, son. Slow down right there, son. Cleveland ended a streak of 11 losses in postseason elimination games, going back to the 97 World Series after Class A, their great closer, retired like the last five outs for his third multi-inning save of the year. "It's win or go home," Voigt said. "You want your best pitchers out there as long as possible." Scooble will start game five of the Tigers on Saturday night in Cleveland. The winner faces the Yankees in the ALCS. Bottom line is, Fry said the guards' resilience was no surprise. We've shown that all year long. That's who these guys are. We have a bunch of tough dudes. We get down 2-1 and we're in the locker room like it's just another day. We show up ready to play and try to get it done and get a win. And let's go win game 5 at home. So there you go. Who's it going to be? Cleveland or Detroit? Can Scooble get it done on the road in Cleveland Saturday night and get the Tigers to the ALCS? Or will it be the guards? Looks like it'll be left-hander Matt Boyd starting game 5 for the Guardians, whose last game 5 was a loss to the Yankees in the 22 ALCS. Boyd said the team will make that decision on Friday today, but it looks like it'll be Boyd. All right, let's talk about pain day. Debo Samuel, what a big game last night. So Mr. Purdy went to work with him. Samuel said Brock Purdy's the difference. And Purdy threw for 255 and 3 tutties, and the Niners never trailed in Seattle. And they won it 36-24 on Thursday night. Debo had a 76-yard catch and run tutty and finished with 3 catches for 102 yards. For the defending NFC champion Niners, who are now 3-3, they moved into a tie with Seattle for first in the West after their rocky start to their season. George Kittle had 5 catches for 58 yards and 2 tutties for the Niners. We hit that prop. What didn't we hit? And they've beaten Seattle, now the Niners, 6 straight times. Matthew Wright, who joined the Niners this week to replace Jake Moody, had 3 first-half field goals from 25, 41, and 35 yards. And this is after they blew the game against Arizona. They were up 23-10 in that game and lost. They needed this one, and they got it done on the road. Seattle still can't run the ball. They finished with 20 carries for 52 yards, 32 yards by Walker. I didn't think Walker was going to have a big game. Jordan Mason broke away for a 38-yard run on the Niners' first series. The drive ended with Wright's 25-yard field goal. Up next for the Niners, they host Kansas City on October 20th in a Super Bowl rematch. The Seahawks are at Atlanta at the Benz in Atlanta, in Hot Town on October 20th. We got to at least look back at college football last night at JMU. They rolled Coastal 39-7 and covered the 7. Louisiana Tech covered the 5 against Middle Tennessee 48-21 at Tech. And at Western Kentucky, the Hilltoppers covered the 19.5 and blew out 0-6 UTEP 44-17. We got 3 games tonight in college football, including number 16 Utah. The Utes are on the road in Tempe against Arizona State. Utah is laying 5.5. UNLV, they were ranked. Now they're not after losing, but they're at Utah State, and the Rebels are laying 19. By the way, the Utah game's on ESPN. The UNLV game's on CBS Sports Network. That's at 9. At 8 o'clock on FS1, it's Northwestern and Maryland in College Park. The Terps are laying 10.5 to the Wildcats. Did you see the Penguins last night? Get it done. Bavillier with a pair of goals, and they won at Detroit 6-3. I didn't see that coming. The Bruins 6-4 over the Canadiens. We gave you that one. And the Kings 3-1 over the Sabres. We were doling out winners. I'm Pharrell, coast to coast. Senators upset the Panthers 3-1. Barkov got hurt. Slammed into the boards for the Panthers. Maple Leafs doubled up the Devils 4-2. How about Utah? They won at the Islanders at the racetrack in overtime 5-4. Stars 4-3 in Nashville over the Preds. The Wild beat the Jackets 3-2. And the Blues 5-4 over the Sharks. Celebrini, the number one pick, had a goal for San Jose, but San Jose loses in overtime to St. Louis. Tonight you got the Lightning at the Canes, and Carolina's minus -135. That's at 7. 8 o'clock, Hawks at Jets. Winnipeg's minus -250 at home. 10 o'clock, Flyers at Canucks. Vancouver's minus -170 at home. And the Blues are in Vegas against the Knights. Vegas is minus -190. How about that rally by the Lynx? Minnesota stuns the Liberty in Brooklyn at no sleep till at the Barclays. 95-93 in overtime to take game one of the WNBA Finals. This team was down 18 in the game in the first half. Collier, a turnaround jumper with 8 seconds left in overtime, gave the team the win over the Liberty. It was unbelievable. She finished with 21, 8, 6 blocks, and 3 steals. What a win for the Lynx. And the Liberty don't know what hit them as they get stunned at home in front of their fans after they were kicking ass and taking names. They lose the game. I want to bounce back to college football for tomorrow, Saturday, the top 25 games, 3:30 on NBC. Stanford's at Notre Dame Stadium in South Bend against the number 11 Irish. Notre Dame laying 22.5. At noon, South Carolina's at Tuscaloosa against number 7 Alabama at Bryant-Denny Stadium. Bama laying 21. Clemson ranked 10th at Wake Forest in Winston-Salem. Clemson laying 20.5. Number 21 Missouri's at UMass at noon. Missouri laying 27. They lost their first game at A&M last week. At 3:30, it's number 1 Texas against number 18 Oklahoma at the Cotton Bowl in Dallas, the Red River rivalry. Texas laying 14.5. At 3:30, number 4 Penn State at USC in Lipstick City at the Coliseum. Penn State laying 3.5. At 3:30, Cal's at number 22 Pitt in the Steel City. Pittsburgh laying 3. At 3:30, Purdue in Champaign, Urbana against number 23 Illinois, the Illini laying 22. At 4, Arizona's in Provo against number 14 BYU. The Cougs are laying 3. At 4:15, Mississippi State's in Athens against number 5 Georgia at Sanford Stadium. The Bulldogs are laying 34. At 7 o'clock, Florida's in Knoxville against number 8 Tennessee. The Vols are laying 14.5. The game of the night is at 7:30 in Eugene at Outson Stadium as number 2 Ohio State comes calling for number 3 Oregon. Ohio State favored laying 3. At 7:30, number 9 Ole Miss and number 13 LSU in Death Valley and Baton Rouge. Ole Miss laying 3.5. At 8 o'clock, number 11 Iowa State's at West Virginia in Morgantown. The Cyclones are laying 3. At 10:15, number 18 Kansas State is in Boulder to see Prime's Buffaloes. Colorado getting 3.5 as a home dog. And at 11 o'clock, number 17 Boise State and Mr. Genty go to the Big Island in Hawaii, in Honolulu, to take on Hawaii. Boise laying 20.5. There's your Saturday top 25 games and everything else in sports. This is Pharrell on the Bench.